A word for you from Mark chapter 16, verse 13. And they returned to Jerusalem and told the others, but they did not believe them either. Twice Jesus' disciples had now heard firsthand that their Lord had risen. They were sorely distressed, weeping, and these glad tidings did nothing to comfort their sorrow. What caused such unbelief? What could have been the reason? Was it all that they had gone through during the Passion of the Christ? We can hardly blame them, we never having experienced it ourselves. But they were so locked in sorrow that even this most exciting news of all time could not extricate them. Even Jesus himself, when he did see them, reproved them for that, for their hardness of heart. Our Lord's resurrection should have consumed all grief and sorrow. His rising should have overshadowed all the past, however traumatic. Now, how much more for you and me, 2,000 years hence? His rising from the dead, victorious over death, should be our victory cry. Whether it be over any personal challenge, even personal grief, or in any other person's life, we shout the cry of hope for all mankind. He is risen, death is no more. So, these disciples at that time, their grief made them weep, and we could say rightly so. They had lost their Lord according to them. But they had forgotten, of course, that Jesus had said, I will arise. The Son of Man will arise on the third day. They had forgotten that, but now, why, when they are told firsthand, did they not believe this and let it be a comfort to them? It's difficult to understand, but even today with ourselves, help us, Lord, not to fall into the same pit where we are so disillusioned or so engrossed in what has befallen us that we forget that He is risen and death is no more.